Hello from the North Shore Community School in the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of December 4th, 2021. My name is Amaretta, and I'm your phonologist for this week. On Sunday the 5th, Jane woke up to a world of white when she went outside. She noticed that the snow was like little styrofoam balls. Then on Monday the 6th, many schools were closed due to heavy snowfall of 6 to 8 inches in our area. Jane's family was finally able to take out their snowmobiles. Yay! Rose noticed that because of the coldness, many of the vehicles at her house had a hard time starting. Several students have noticed that their hair freezes when it's wet at the bus stop in the morning. On Monday night, three planets, Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter, and a crescent moon were visible in the night sky in the southwest. Sage and his friend noticed that the moon was a crescent and could barely be seen. Also, the comet Leonard was visible before dawn to the east and is reported likely to be the brightest comet of the year. After the snow day at our school in EE, we measured the snow depth. We measured to 6 to 14 inches in our soccer field, which include the snow drifts. Caden's pond is completely covered in about a foot of snow. Fun fact, did you know that pine needles are actually leaves? Pine needles are like rolled up leaves covered in a waxy substance called cutin. Cutin consists of hydroxy and epoxy fatty acids and occurs on most aerial parts of plants such as stems, not the bark, leaves, flower parts, fruits, and seed coats. On the afternoon of Monday the 6th, Jay noticed that the tops of the trees in her yard had a magical-looking ice sheet over them. On December 6th, during the snowstorm, many trees at Rose's house were knocked down from the wind. One of them nearly hit her pole barn. On Wednesday, December 8th, Sharon noticed a fat chipmunk at Chickadee Landing trying to sneak up and snatch some birdseed that was laying in the snow during recess. On December 7th, Maverick noticed a lot of rabbit tracks and a rabbit den in his yard. The day after the snowstorm happened, Isaiah and his friend were playing in the snow when he saw a mouse run away from under snow. The mouse had light brown fur with some darker brown stripes. On Sunday, December 5th, chickadees were busily eating seeds at Miss Jackson's bird feeder during the big winter snowstorm. They're flying back and forth from the wooded tree line to her house. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.